And you would call them that in the family if they'd always been introduced that way. But if they had stayed there long enough, there was no point at which you stopped calling them that. Now, we have a marvelous thing. You're talking about names in the Negroes. It fascinates my wife. I go back to the old place. As I told you, all the Negroes are about gone, but I have one left, and I asked her who she, I couldn't identify, and she said, well, you remember me, I was Son Robert's daughter. Well, Son Robert, of course, was just like, that was his first name, Son Robert. He was the son of Robert. His father was Robert, and he was always known as Son Robert. And that was, it's just in this little pocket right through here. We had Son Felix, we had Son Robert, we have Son Mun. I call my boy's name Robert, Son Mun, just a, you know, the pet name. When people I say Son Mun, they know I'm referring to my boy. Well, that's from the Negro Son Mun, who was on our place. We had three who went by their father's name, which is a rare thing through here. Son Mun, Son Robert, and Son Felix.
Mun is
the Monroe.
Oh, I see.
Monroe was his father's name, and he was known as Son Mun. Son Mun was one of our right-hand men on the place. My father was a young buck when my father came along. My father had a great deal of affection for Son Mun, so the name was used in the household so much that we'd refer to when Son Mun took the horse and did this. My boy didn't, it fascinated my own son, so we started calling Robert Son Mun. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Because that's a rare thing. You don't bump into that anywhere. But that old, the other day we stopped there, and I said, maybe I don't remember you. Yes, I grew up on your place. I said, well, who were you? I was Son Mun's girl.
I never
ran across
that. Even in reading,
would you say that? I wonder if it's it may be just a characteristic of this section, but right through that section. Now, I know several of the plantations over there where that prevailed. And we had three. We had three on our place, Son Felix, Son Mun, and Son Robert.
So it is more widespread than just a
Yeah, that's
family.
Right. Of course, we have the same expressions in the Black Belt. We have the same songs, the same Negro songs. I know all the songs. Mm-hmm. I've made recordings of those.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. All the spirituals. I used to sing the Negro Quartet in the church on our place.
I see.
Yes. So I really do know them.
The term Caucasian and Negro would be used very much.
Not at all. You mean contradistinction? Contradistinction.
Well, yes. I mean, these terms to indicate race.
Yeah.
Would they be used or?
Were used in my day? You mean
yeah,
no?
More recent.
That's a recent thing. Some of the people that come here to work when we have to, we can only designate race, of course, because of integration on the medical records, because that's significant, of course. Sickle cell anemia being related only for the blacks, and we have. Negro and Caucasian. Well, they'll come and ask me what the word Caucasian means. They don't. See, it's just not known through here.
I see. Mm-hmm. It's more scientific.
Yeah.
Than anything else. And a child of a racially mixed marriage in your early days in your childhood.
Because they always would be Negro, but they were referred to as of course mulatto, high yellow, you know.
I see.
High yellow.
That term is.
High yellow.
By the way, what was the response to mulatta and high yellow?
How were they treated?
Well, what was the attitude toward that, on the part of the whites and on the part of the blacks?
To the individual or the habit?
To the individual.
To the individual. An element of discomfort on both parts. Depending upon the personality social adjustment of the individual.
I see.
And we had blue-eyed Allen, whose father was a doctor, a country doctor on the other side of the creek.